Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings. I'm Lester Graham, and this is another episode of Cheers to Michigan. I see a bottle of rye. I can't think that this is going to go badly.
We do both like rye. So today I'm making the long arm of the law. So this is a recipe that I found a bunch of years ago when I was researching recipes for one of my Made in Michigan classes. And I found the description of this on the Detroit City Distillery website. I didn't have any proportions, so I just kind of winged it. I have no idea if this tastes like what it tasted like when they made it, but I like it and it's become a fall go-to drink for me.
And you're using their rye too.
Of course. It has 1.5 ounces of the Detroit City Distillery rye, and then it's got 3/4 ounce of lemon juice, because it is a sour. It's got 1/2 ounce of cinnamon syrup, which is acting as a sweetener for the drink and bringing some of those fall flavors. And then the thing that makes it really different is it has a spoonful, bar spoon, teaspoon of fig preserves.
Well, that sounds nice, and I want to try it because it looks delicious, too. You got a nice little cinnamon stick in there, too. Very fancy. It's very well balanced. It's a little sweet for my taste.
I don't think it's sweet at all. I think it's really nicely balanced. Using preserves and jams and cocktails can definitely change the mouthfeel of them. They add some body to it, which might be a little bit of what you're picking up.
I also think the cinnamon makes me think of sweet.
That makes a lot of sense, actually. Because I did use that jam in there and because figs have little seeds in them, I did double strain this drink. So that meant that after I shook it, I strained it with my regular Hawthorn strainer and then I used like a tea strainer or a fine mesh strainer to strain it out into the glass so that we didn't get those little floaty bits. It's just a nicer presentation, but if you like floaty bits in your drink, you obviously don't have to do that.
I'd take this drink either way, I think. So have you tested this out on anybody else?
I use it a lot in my private events. And one of the things I really like about it is there are a lot of people who don't like whiskey or at least think they don't like whiskey. And this is one of those cocktails that even somebody who comes in thinking they don't like whiskey actually tends to like this drink. So it's a good gateway.
That's the long arm of the law. Cheers.
Cheers.